At this time, we have Oregon State head coach Wayne Tinkle on the line. Coach, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for taking the time, and we'll open it up for questions.
To ask Coach a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Again, that is star 1 to ask Coach a question. Your first question comes from the line of Brady McCullough with the Los Angeles Times.
Hey, Wayne. I was just looking at your non-conference scheduling over the last 4 to 5 years, and it looks like it must be very, very hard to convince Power 6 programs to come to Corvallis, even in a home-and-home type scenario. Obviously, you've played a couple good teams in Portland and gotten them there. But as you're trying to build your program into an NCAA tournament type team, which this year you have that type of team, is it frustrating to not be able to get that to happen as often? And how big of a challenge is that?
Nope, that's a good call. That is a challenge because we certainly would love to bring those quality of teams here to Corvallis. The excuses we hear is, travel out here is not easy. They don't recruit Oregon regularly. So we've had to kind of entice them with, hey, we'll play you on a neutral in Portland, and then we'll return to your campus, which is a little bit, that doesn't make us real happy. But we've had to do that here, with St. Louis and Texas A&M here more recently, just to try to get that, quality of team out here, like I mentioned. But we're going to continue to work on it. We do have a team from the Big 12 coming to play us in Corvallis next year. I don't want to mention who because I'm not sure everything's been signed. So we're heading in that direction. And a big part of it, quite honestly, is as we suffered through some adversity, especially in year three, the strength of our team, has sort of, eliminated some of those teams as far as the strength of schedule on their end. And now that we're having a little bit more success, we might have some more takers, to that end, if that makes sense.
Thanks.
Your next question comes from the line of Bron Bennett with San Jose Mercury News.
Hey, Wayne. He's pretty bunched up in the standings after you get past Washington. I wonder, what do you think the race is going to be like for those top four seeds in the tournament, and how important getting that bye will be?
Yeah, I think that's it's huge every year, and I think we're going to see more of the same here in the second half, where you've got some teams beating up on each other, and three or four that separate a little bit, especially in the second half of this month. So obviously we want to make sure we continue to handle our business so that we're in that group, but I think it's going to be a race to that. There should be some interesting games on that final day to determine the seed in the tournament. You see teams are starting to get a little more healthy. I think injuries have been a big part of the topsy-turviness a little bit here, and as everyone gets a little bit more healthy and gets their teams kind of to gel, there's going to be some big games here. So again, what we've got to stay focused on is ourselves and getting better from week to week, and trying to make as big a push as we can to get into those top four seeds.
And speaking of health, I assume Trace is pretty healthy now, the way he looked this weekend.
Actually, he's not. He had quite a bit of discomfort Friday after the Colorado game and the elevation, but toughed it out. He did feel his best in the last month on Saturday at Utah, but again, quite a bit of swelling on the trip home. And yesterday we had a shooting practice essentially, and he participated in it, but we plan on holding him out today and maybe again tomorrow, which is what we did last week, so that he can be as close to, 100% as possible, even though he's a little ways away from that.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks, Ryan.
Your next question comes from the line of David Bush with Bear Insider.
Morning, Coach.
I just want
to know the impact that Kelly has had. Can you talk a little bit about the difference he's made, and has he become more of a factor as the season's gone on?
Yeah, you know, I think if you look back, especially maybe 3 weeks ago, our defensive two-point field goal percentage was really, really good. And then he just was in a little bit of a funk there for three, four games, and we gave up a much higher percentage because, you know, he wasn't in there. He's such a great rim protector. He allows us to put a little bit more pressure on the ball on the perimeter because, you know, of his ability to protect the rim. And we missed it for a few games, but he had a great second half, especially against Utah. I think we've got him back now to where he was early in conference, where he's confident in what he's supposed to do for us defensively. And then offensively as well, he's such an athletic finisher when he gets himself in the right position. And it was big for him to have that performance, especially, I guess you can call Utah his home state. Grew up there in Logan before he moved to Jervis here. So we're excited to have him back, and hopefully he can continue to progress. He's such a great kid, and he's a sponge. He wants to get better each and every day. He's a great listener. We knew it was going to take some time for him to kind of show up or arrive because he had never played against this level of competition anywhere. We kind of had to throw him in the fire early when Big G got hurt, but now we really like the trio of he and Big G and Warren Washington. They've all grown by leaps and bounds, and we're going to need them to continue that as we go down the stretch here.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Percy Allen with the Seattle Times.
Good morning, Coach.
How you doing, Percy?
I'm good. How are you?
Great, thanks.
Hey, just to go back to the idea of the non-conference scheduling, do you think it makes sense, you know, for like teams in this conference, teams that have difficulty sort of getting sort of like the home and homes, is it feasible or is it possible to in like those years to maybe schedule teams in the conference for like a non-conference game, you know, like those teams that like you don't see, you know, like the twice during the conference, and would that make sense so that you at least get that sort of maybe that tier one or that quadrant one type of a game?
Well, that's I'd not heard that. That's interesting perspective there. If you're talking about the teams that that you only play once, it's an interesting thing that we need to maybe vet a little bit because it does add to the quadrant and the tiers that you're talking about and strengthening your schedule. What I really feel is teams have such a different dynamic from year to year, and basically what we've all agreed upon is we need to win games in the non-league. And even if you go back to the year we went to the NCAA tournament here and got an at-large, we didn't go into that year scheduling, you know, that just things kind of fell in place. But we won, I think it was, at least nine games in the non-league. And then, you know, we had some good wins in top 50 teams in conference, and that was the formula. So I think the more wins our teams can carry to the conference, the stronger our league's going to be. We can all look at one or two games from the non-conference this year we wish we'd have back, but can't do anything about that now. We just got to try to continue to strengthen ourselves. But something certainly that I'm sure we'll talk about in our spring meetings. And, you know, it's hard. You know, it's the best way to try to get wins is to get, you know, home games. And now we're having to play, you know, a certain level team at home as well. And I think it's easier for some to do than others. And I think the overall concept here is let's find a way to win as many as we can, however that, you know, happens, and that'll make our conference stronger as a whole. And it'd be great if some of those were tier one or quad one and two teams, but I don't think it's quite as simple as that.
Okay, thank you, Coach. That's all we have time for.
Great, thanks. Have a great day.
Best of luck this weekend.